Hey guys, this is Chris coming to you live from a lovely island of Cyprus. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys are crushing it. I would like to welcome you to the Black Belt Ninjas podcast, having a black belt at everything you do. Today is Tuesday, and on Tuesdays we talk about business. Why is business integral to your life? Why you should care about business and not just let it be a term for other people, you know, for the rich people. Or however you want to say it. Today I want to talk about finding your passion and making it your business. That's the best business you can ever make, in my humble opinion. If you find your passion and you make it your business, you'll never work for a day in your life. I know that sounds a bit cliche, but that's how it is. If you are working on something that you truly feel expresses you, you're going to feel so much better. You're going to have so much fulfillment when you help people. You're never going to be bored. You're never going to say, oh my God, why am I doing this? All these simple things. And these things come from finding your passion and making it a business. Because, you know, money isn't something evil. Money, whether you like it or not, money is a part of the game. How you choose to look at money is going to determine a huge proportion of your life. Because if you look at money as something evil, chances are you're not going to make a lot of money in your life. And if you don't make a little money, I'm not saying you're going to be unhappy. Of course not. But your choices are going to be limited. The way life works right now in today's world, you need money to do things. You want to travel, you need money. You want to send your kid to a good school, you need money. You want to take your spouse out for a nice dinner, you need money. You want to have a nice honeymoon with your spouse, you need money. You want to go watch your favorite football team, you need money. You want to go to a concert, you need money. You want to eat, you need money. You want to drink, you need money. You need money for just about almost anything. Money is not going to bring you the happiness, but money is going to bring you a lot of other things that help you have a more, not fulfilling life, a more, I don't know how to call it, more full life. It just brings you all these amenities. And these amenities just make your life easier. I mean, if you didn't have money, you wouldn't have a smartphone. Maybe you would have a Nokia from 10 years ago. How would that change your life? What would be different about your life? You see, you need money to do that. Same thing with a car. I mean, you didn't have money. Maybe you'll be stuck with a 500-euro car that can barely get you from point A to point B. If you have money, you're going to get a better car, so you're going to have a better experience. That's not evil. Wanting more doesn't make you evil. It doesn't make you arrogant. You know, it's your own life, and you have the right to want as much as you want, basically. Because most people limit themselves, everybody limits themselves by the way they think. If you shift your perspective towards business and money, you're going to have a much more fulfilling life. Because if you think of money as a blessing or just a means to get a lot of the things you want, you're not going to care about money. You're not going to think that, oh, I'm being too greedy. No, you're working towards something and yeah, you're making money along the way. That's cool, okay, I'm going to be able to buy all these things. It's not evil. I don't have to say to anyone, yeah, I love money, and you don't need to justify yourself. It's your own goals. We're all going to go as far as we see ourselves going. And your business is a huge part of that. It's your career and how you matter is a huge part of business. Successful people don't become successful without money. That's the truth. I mean, today's world, somebody's going to be successful. Even if you go into charity, even if you just want to help homeless people, how are you going to help more homeless people? By getting more money. How are you going to feed more kids in Africa, let's say, or Haiti, you know, places where there are many unlucky kids, by getting more money. Money is a blessing. I mean, choose to look at it that way. Money is a blessing. You won't see it as a bad thing, and you won't feel greedy, and you'll just grow. And the money you make, you can then use it as you please, because you made it, and it's your choices, and it's your life. Don't look at it the bad way, guys. I'm saying it again. Don't look at it the bad way. And don't settle for just a little. The moment you settle for just a little, it's a moment you've lost, because you put yourself in a barrier. And that's what unsuccessful people do. They just see themselves going too low. They don't think that they're capable of achieving greatness and doing amazing things and reaching millions of people. They don't see that. The moment you don't see that is the moment you're never going to do it. You need to believe in yourself before you go into business and try to reach as many people as you can and make the money and live this extraordinary life, as they like to call it. I mean, society calls the normal life average wage, 2 holidays a year, got 2 kids, trying to pay my house, trying to pay my car. I mean, that's the ordinary. I mean, who the fuck said you should be ordinary? Society? Your mom? Your dad? You want to be like your mom and dad? I'm not dissing on them. I'm not saying they're not good parents. But most of the chances are that they've been working for most of their lives. And okay, I'll tell you this, okay? I'll tell you this about money. Money brings you freedom. It brings you freedom. Because when I was a kid, I didn't see my mom in the morning. I didn't see my dad in the morning. I saw them for a limited time. Why? Because they were working all day to get money. Why? To get money so they can feed me, so they can give me a good education, so they can help my sister, they can help my other brother. Money. If they had a business and had money, I would have seen them much more. My childhood would have been much different. Maybe they would have offered me more. I don't know how it would have been, but I would have seen them more because I would have been free. If you don't want to do it for yourself, do it for your future kids. Do it for your future spouse. You owe it to them. Do it for your mom. Why not make a little money so you can retire your mom? Why would your mom have to work? Didn't your mom do enough for you? Think about it like that. Change your perspective and you'll find that money truly is a blessing. Thank you for listening, guys. You only lose when you stop.